那么今天所有的宗教啊，对他们的教主的这个坟墓跟他的骸骨啊，是非常非常重视的。
And today, throughout all different religions, they paid close attention to the remain of their religious founders.
有一阵子台湾这个天灾人祸不断啊，所以就到了大陆去，把这个释迦牟尼的佛牙跟佛骨啊，把它带到台湾去了。
And so there is a period of time where Taiwan experienced a lot of calamity. So they went to mainland China to receive this idol, Buddha. A statue of Buddha.
这个是什么呢？这个是穆罕默德的坟墓。
This is a tomb of Muhammad.
那么今天如果你是一个伊斯兰教徒的话，你必须每一年不每一生啊，都必须要到这个麦加去朝圣。
And if you are Muslim, then every year you will have to go to
Mecca. 那么其中一个非常重要一点呢，就必须要去看这个穆罕默德的坟墓。
And one of the most important events would be to worship at his tomb.
所以其他的宗教对这个坟墓，对这个是非常重视的。
So you see how a tomb of the founder of the religion is very important.
有一年我就到了这个以色列，我们去参观，结果到了一个很不起眼的一个广场啊，就看见这样一个雕像。
And one year I visited Israel and went to a plaza and saw this statue.
那么这个雕像是德国啊，就特别送给以色列的。
And that is a statue that was a gift from Germany to Israel.
这是什么雕像呢？是大卫王的雕像。
It is a statue of King David.
那么大卫王的雕像，你仔细一看的话，你就发现他的鼻子给打烂了，他的琴啊也给打坏了。
If you look, take a closer look, you know that his nose and his harp were destroyed.
那为什么会打坏呢？因为犹太人呢不喜欢这样一个偶像。
And the reason why they destroy parts of that statue because for the Israelites they cannot have any idols.
所以他们晚上没有人看的时候，就来把这个鼻子给打烂掉。
So during the middle of the night, some Jews came and just made destroy the nose and the harp.
从这个广场再走一阵子，就到了一个地方，说是大卫王的坟墓。
And then if you walk some distance from the plaza, you will come to a place where they call the tomb of David.
大卫王的坟墓就是圣地了。
And so that to them was a holy place.
那圣地的时候，我们去参观的时候，男生跟女生要分开，男生要戴一个小帽子。
And for the men to visit there, they have to be separated from the women, and the men have to wear a little cap.
有一个专门的人在那边，就不住在那边，一直这样祷告，祷告，祷告。
And they have a special person there, continually offering up prayers.
他们对这个坟墓是非常非常重视的。
And because to them, this tomb was extremely important.
可是我们想想，我耶稣基督的坟墓在哪里呢？
But to us, where is the tomb of Jesus?
那基督教的信仰不是说你参加基督教的时候你就参加一个组织，你就有一些精神的寄托。
And Christianity is not a religion. It's not an organized religion.
那么基督教的信仰的根基到底是什么呢？
And what is the pillar for Christian beliefs?
是一个真理。
It is the truth.
跟一个事实。
It is reality.
什么是真理呢？
What is the truth?
耶稣就是那个创造宇宙万物的真神。
The truth is that Jesus is God and He is the creator of all.
事实是什么？就是耶稣从死里复活，证明他就是个神了。
And the fact that we believe that Christ was raised from the dead and proved Himself to be the God.
所以这两个是我们基督教的信仰的根基。
And these two are the very pillar of Christian beliefs.
那么圣经告诉我们说，
And the Bible tells us,
如果基督没有复活，那我们所信的就是枉然，我们仍然在最终就比众人更可怜了。
And the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that if Christ has not been raised, then we are, our preaching is useless and so is our faith. And then we are still in our sins if Christ has not been raised, and we are of all people most to be pitied.
所以保罗就讲得很清楚了，如果耶稣基督没有复活，我们都是枉然的。
So Paul said it very clearly, if Christ has not risen, then all of us, we are to be pitied more than anybody else.
现在如果耶稣复活了，
But if Jesus is risen,
我们都知道从来没有一个人 从死里复活的。
We know that none have ever raised from the dead.
他既然从死里复活，他就证明他是那位神。
If Jesus was raised from the dead, then he proved himself to be God.
圣经告诉我们说，耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是要叫我们称义。
The Bible says he was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification.
耶稣告诉我们很多事情。
There are many things that Jesus told us.
但是因为他用他的复活就证明他是神，所以他说的就是真理，就是真的。
And because he resurrected, so whatever he said became true, proved himself to be true.
那么既耶稣既然胜过死亡呢，所以我们就有那个永生的盼望。
And if Jesus has was raised from the dead, then we have the hope of eternal life.
换句话说，基督教就是真的，我们就必须来信这个宗教。
In other words, then Christianity is a true faith, then it's something that we have to believe in.
有一个英国的一个律师，他非常有钱有势。
There is a lawyer in Britain who is very wealthy.
他叫做 Frank Morrison.
His name was Frank Morrison.
他就想，我如果能够把这个复活这件事推翻掉的话，那基督教就要瓦解了。
He says that if I can overthrow the fact, the preaching of resurrection, then I can overthrow Christianity.
所以他就花了很多的钱，很多的时间，到以色列去考古，去查这些古的文献。
So he spent a lot of time in Israel to do some archaeological research and a lot of those ancient documents.
结果他写了这本书，就说谁把那块石头给滚开了。
Then as a result of that research, he wrote the book, Who Moved the Stone?
因为他看到这么多的证据，他不能够弃绝耶稣基督复活，所以他不但写了这本书，他成了一个基督徒了。
And as a result of his research, he could not deny the resurrection of Jesus. Hence, he wrote the book and became a Christian.
那我们就要想，第一个复活节到底发生了什么事？
Then we should consider what happened on the first Easter.
在还没有讲之前，我们要先讲另外两个事实。
But before I share about that, I need to tell you two more facts.
第一，新约圣经今天是存在的。新约圣经就是在这宣告耶稣基督复活了。
First of all, the New Testament of the Scripture testified to the resurrection of Jesus.
第二，基督教今天存在，基督教加上天主教是世界上最大的一个宗教。
And then secondly, Christianity is true. So Christianity and Catholicism together is the largest religion in the world.
历史告诉我们说，耶稣基督被钉十字架。
History tells that Jesus was crucified.
那么，钉耶稣钉十字架之后，他的门徒就吓得不得了，就全部都躲起来了。
And as he was being crucified, all his disciples was afraid and were scattered.
他死了以后就放在一个坟墓里头，然后用石头把这个坟墓的门口挡住。
And after he died, some disciples moved into a tomb and shut off the opening with a large stone.
有罗马兵丁在外面守着。
And it was kept guard by the Roman soldiers.
可三天以后说，这个石头被滚开了。然后耶稣的尸体不见了。
But 3 days later, they said the stone was removed and the body of Jesus was no longer there.
从此以后，这个门徒就开始宣扬耶稣基督复活了。
From then on, the disciple of Jesus began to declare and proclaim that Jesus was resurrected.
他们原来很害怕，但是现在又奋勇直前，就是为了宣扬耶稣基督复活，甚至这个寻难。他们也不再所不惜。
Originally, they were a fearful bunch, but after the resurrection of Jesus, they began not only to preach it, but also dare to be martyred for him.
今天我们怎么样来检验这个复活呢？
But today, how do we examine this fact of resurrection?
那复活这件事是一个历史的事件。
It is a historical event.
不能像实验室能够再做一次的。
It is not something you can reproduce in the labs.
那我们用什么样的方法呢？就好像用法院审理案件这件事情。
So how do we prove and examine the fact of resurrection? We should do it in the court proceedings.
你在这个开法庭的时候，就是要听那个证人他的证词。
When you examine the case in the court, you listen to the testimony of witnesses.
不但是一个人的证词，很多人证词，看看能不能互相的调和，他们证人的那个可不可靠。
You listen not just to one witness, but many witnesses to see if they agree with one another.
我们怎么知道耶稣复活呢？
And how do we know Jesus indeed was risen?
今天我们就好像一个陪审团的团，一个陪审员一样。
All of us will be like a juror.
那么我们听这个证词之后，我们要用我们的逻辑来看，到底耶稣有没有复活。
So after we hear the evidences, we need to exercise our logic to prove whether he has indeed risen.
在过去2000年头有不同的说法对于这个复活。
In the past 2000 years, there's many different saying about Jesus' resurrection.
第一个就是耶稣照着圣经讲他复活了。
First of all, it was Jesus according to the scripture was risen.
那如果你不相信复活的话，另外有另外的其他的说法。
And if you don't believe that, there are some other statements made.
说耶稣死了，确实没有复活。
And one statement says that Jesus indeed died, but he did not, was not resurrected.
那么在这个情况下，又有两种可能。第一个就是这些人呐、啊，这些门徒嘛，被骗了。
And so if that is true, then those disciples were deceived.
这些门徒他们只是有一些幻觉。认为耶稣复活了。
That they had but hallucination, thinking that it was Jesus.
这是第一种看法。第二种说法就是，这些门徒啊，其实都是骗子，他们同谋合污，要来欺世骗俗。
Then the second possibility, instead of hallucination, would be they collaborated together to deceive the world.
所以，如果耶稣死了没有复活，那只有这两种可能了。
So if Jesus died but not, was not risen, then the possibility would be the two that I mentioned.
那又有人讲了，耶稣根本就没有死，他只是昏了，结果放在坟墓，因为比较天很凉，所以他就后来就醒了。
And some said perhaps Jesus never died, he just kind of passed out, and because it was cold, and then he kind of woke up.
所以历史上就你把它归纳了，大概就是这四种理论。
So historically they had four different theories.
那我们先来看看耶稣到底可不可能是昏了啊
？And so let's take a look. Is it possible that Jesus just passed out?
那么犹太不罗马人他们钉人的十字架到这个时候已经钉了大概两三百年了。
And the crucifixion has been a form of punishment in Rome for about 300 years by then.
从来没有一个人是钉了十字架还能够活下来的。
No one who was crucified lived again.
而且这些人是那些。职业的刽子手。
And these are professional killers.
那么，当耶稣钉十字架之后，过了几小时，就说耶稣死了。
And after Jesus was crucified, a few hours later, they testified to it that they said that he had died.
一个钉十字架的人通常都要两三天才会死。
Usually, for a person to die from crucifixion, it would last about 2-3 days.
所以这个比拉多就很奇怪了。
And so Pilate was very marveled.
他就问这个职业的刽子手百夫长说，哎，到底怎么回事？到底有没有死？
So he summoned the centurion and asked him if Jesus has indeed died.
所以这个百夫长去看了，不可能，他没有死，这个没有死。
So according to the testimony of centurion, he indeed died.
那么耶稣钉十字架，那么。我们一般认为啊，这个钉十字架是钉在这个手掌上。
And we think that being crucified, that the nail goes through in the middle of your palms.
其实不是这样子。
But that's not true.
当一个人要钉十字架的时候，首先他要把这个肩膀这个骨头要拉脱臼。
And but the way to crucify someone is you have to pull the shoulders. The shoulders have to come apart.
然后钉的时候。不是钉在手上，因为手上没有办法能够支撑这整个身体。
And you do not drive the nail through the palms because it was not able to support your body weight.
所以钉是在钉在哪里呢？钉在这个地方。
So you drive the nail through the upper arm.
那么等到钉上去之后，整个身体的重量呢，就会把这个身体一直拉这个钉子从这边拉到这个手腕的骨头。
Then the as you being hung there, the nail be driven close to the wrist, and that would support the body weight.
因此身体的重量，他这个胸部就被压迫。
And because of the weight of the body, the lungs collapse.
那么所以他就不能够呼吸了。
And therefore the person suffocates.
他要怎么样呼吸呢？
And how does he breathe?
他就必须要把他的身体撑起来。他才能够呼一口气。
He had to try very hard to raise his body a little bit to gasp some air.
当他每一次要呼吸的时候，他就要受很大的痛苦。
And every time he breathed, he suffered much.
他用腿把他身体拖起来之后，这个钉子在他的这边在拖来拖去。
So as he moved his body upward to allow some air come in, the nail would move within his upper arms.
所以我们基督徒，我们要特别的感恩。
So as a Christian, we hear those things, we need to be very thankful.
耶稣基督为我们受了这么大的痛苦。
Because Jesus indeed suffered much for us.
我们以为钉十字架是因为流血过多之后他就死了。
We think that someone died of crucifixion because of loss of blood.
其实不是。
It's not so.
死的原因是当他的大腿没有办法把他的身体撑起来的时候，他就马上就要窒息就死了。
And he dies when his legs are no longer able to support him, and he died of suffocation.
那么当耶稣钉十字架的时候，那刚好是礼拜五。
When Jesus was crucified, the time was Friday.
等到天这个太阳下山的时候，就是这个逾越节了。
By the time of sunset, it was Passover.
犹太人规矩是逾越节的时候，这个安息日是不可以把这个尸体挂在这个木头上的。
According to Jewish tradition, during the Passover, you cannot have body remain.
所以犹太人就跟着比拉多想啊，赶快把他们弄死。
So the Jewish people told Pilate, says, just haste their death.
怎么办呢？就是把他的大腿打断。
It is to break their leg bones.
他们就没办法撑起来，就马上会窒息而死。
And without being able to support their body weight, they will suffocate immediately.
所以到了另外两个人的身上，就把他们都打断了。但是到了耶稣的时候，见他已经死了，就不打断他的腿。
So when a soldier came to the two other prisoners, they broke their legs, and but they saw Jesus, he already breathed his last, they did not break his bones.
因为他的腿没有被打断，就表示耶稣已经死了。
And because his leg was not were not broken, it proved that he was indeed dead.
那为了要证实他的确死了，怎么办呢？用一把枪。从他的右肋骨刺到他的心脏。
And to prove that he was indeed dead, they drove the spear through his side.
那么圣经这个约翰就把这个情况把它记录下来了。
And the disciple John recorded this event.
唯有一个兵丁拿枪插在肋旁，随即有血和水流出来。
He says one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear and bring a sudden flow of blood and water.
约翰不知道什么回事，只是把那个很这个诚实的把那个情况记下来。
And John doesn't know what happened really. He just recorded honestly and truthfully what he saw.
当年是没有输血的。
And those days there's no blood transfusion.
但是我们今天我们输血，我们就知道一件事。
But today we know what we do with blood transfusion.
你刚刚输完血是这个颜色。
And when you just gave blood, this is the color of your blood.
等到放一阵之后，这个血清跟血浆就会分开了。
And but then after it lays for a while, it's the element separates like this.
所以耶稣刺他心脏之后，有血跟水出来，就是血清跟血浆。已经分开了。
So to say the water and the blood came out of his side is to say that serum and blood plasma has separated.
换句话说，耶稣已经死了蛮久了，所以这个血清跟血浆分开了。
In another words, it proved that he has died for a while.
所以耶稣是不可能没有死。
It was not possible for him to remain alive.
那么就算耶稣是昏了。
Even though perhaps let's say he was unconscious.
那么犹太人跟我们中国人不一样。
But we know the Jews have a different tradition than Chinese.
我们中国人死了以后是放在棺材里头。
And for us, when a Chinese person died, we put them in a coffin.
但是以色列的树都是很小的。
But the trees in Israel are very tiny.
所以他们是用什么办法就把 这个裹尸布包起来，就放在一个洞里头，让它腐烂，就这样。
So instead of putting the body in the coffin, they wrapped it with the cloth.
那么耶稣死了之后，这尼哥底母就带了100斤的香料，要给耶稣膏这个尸体。
And so after Jesus died, Nicodemus came and brought the 75 pounds of myrrh and to wrap Jesus with it.
这个75磅的这个香料不得了，很多的。
It's quite a lot of myrrh.
就把这个身体全部这个放了香料之后，然后用裹尸布给它包起来。
And he kind of embalmed the body and wrapped it in the cloth.
所以犹太人跟这个埃及人差不多，好像木乃伊那个样子。
And so they almost practiced what the Egyptian practiced. They embalmed the body.
那么，如果耶稣真的是昏的话，我们知道一个人被绑起来的话，你真的是动都动不了。
And suppose if Jesus indeed was unconscious, and you know that when he was wrapped, he could not move himself.
也许耶稣他有先见之明，就带了一把剪刀，然后他就剪开了。
Perhaps he knew about he was going to faint, so he brought a scissor with him.
但是呢，他不手跟脚不是受伤吗？他怎么能够把这个石头能够滚开呢
？So, well, he was wounded in his hands and arms. How could he roll away the stone?
就算他能够把石头打开，他能够把这个外面这些冰钉都把它修理，然后就走掉了。
And even if he could remove the stone, can he deal with and take care of those soldiers outside?
所以耶稣不可能是昏了。
So it wasn't possible for Jesus to be just fainted or lose his conscience.
那也许这些门徒啊，他们就想来骗人了。
And what about the disciples just trying to deceive the world?
那么当这个事情发生之后呢，这个祭司跟长老就跟这个兵讲啊。你们跟他们说，夜间我们睡觉的时候，你的门徒来，他们的门徒来把他偷走了。
And so when the chief priest has met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, tell them to deceive the world and that his disciple had taken his body during the night.
如果是对的话，这些人睡着了，他们怎么知道是谁偷了？也许这个祭司长偷走了。
And so how do they know who stole the body? Perhaps the high priest?
那么如果真的是这个门徒来偷的话，他们把这石头滚开的时候硬有很大的声音，这个兵丁怎么可能听不到呢？
If indeed someone came to steal the body, when they roll away the stone, it would definitely awaken the soldiers.
这门徒的这个门徒是这个渔夫是农夫，他们怎么能够把这个训练有素的罗马兵丁全部都制服呢？
How is it possible for those fishermen to take care of those soldiers.
那么这些门徒本来希望说耶稣当了王之后他们有一官半职。
And disciples thought that when Jesus became king, if Jesus were to become king, then he would be his officials.
但是师父已经死了。
But their master died instead.
他们偷这个尸体有什么用？
Then what's the benefit to steal his body?
那么后来这个两个这个女的就说看见耶稣了，那么所以这个彼得跟约翰就跑到这个坟墓去看。
And the scripture recorded that two women saw Jesus and they told the disciples, so the disciples went to the tomb.
这门徒一看，这圣经就记载了。
And Peter and some other disciples went to look at the tomb.
西门彼得随后也到了坟墓去，看见细麻布还放在那里。又看见耶稣的裹尸裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一块，是放在另外一处卷着。
And what they saw was Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place.
有一个这个艺术家就画了一个图了。
And this is the painting of an artist.
这个意思，耶稣的裹尸布啊，在这边，裹头巾放在这边，放得好好的。
The cloth that wrapped around his head, his body was still in its place.
如果这门徒来偷这个尸体的话
，And if the disciples indeed came to steal the body,
这个情况是非常紧急的。
Then they must have done it in haste.
他们进去的时候马上就抱着尸体就赶快溜就对了。
What they would have done is just grab the body and run.
奇怪，这些人 所以把那裹尸布慢慢解开，然后放得整整齐齐。
Why would them in such a haste still unwrap him and place it very nicely on at his place?
那我们刚刚讲有75斤的这个香膏。
You know that 75 pounds of myrrh.
你想看他们抱着这个光董董湿溜滑溜溜的身体就这样逃，你说有没有这种要偷的话也不是这样偷法的。
You know that the body, naked body is all wrapped with myrrh and it's kind of slippery. It is just difficult.
那么这些人啊，他们偷了之后就创造一个这个谎言了。
And then supposedly the disciples stole his body and created this big lie.
那这个谎言呢，比这个大文豪做的还要精彩啊。
And this lie was better than any literary giant ever written.
你如果到欧洲的博物馆，就会看见许许多多的文艺创造。
If you go to the museum in Europe, you will see many great writings.
耶稣啊，从来没有留下一篇文章。
And Jesus has never written anything.
但今天世界上到处都有很多的文学作品来歌颂耶稣基督的救恩。
But today there are so many writings throughout the world praising Jesus.
耶稣从来没有做过一首歌。
Jesus never written a song.
但是现在世界上到处千古。千百年来有多少的歌音乐来歌颂耶稣基督？
But for thousands of years throughout the world, there are so many songs written to praise him.
耶稣也没有画一张图画，也没有做一个雕刻。
And Jesus had never made a sculpture or paint a painting.
现在到处有画像，有这个雕刻，就是来赞美耶稣基督。
But there are so many statues and paintings glorifying
him. 那么这个谎言呢、啊，流传到今天，还奇怪，能够改变这么多人的生命，包括我们，包括你。
So how can a lie throughout all these years change and transform people's lives, including you and mine?
我们读圣经，我们就知道这些门徒，他们其实是非常高尚的。
And you know that when you read the scripture, you found out the character of those disciples.
他们是真是不太可能是和同谋合物来骗人的。
They were noble people. They would not collaborate together to create such a lie.
这些门徒大部分都寻到被狮子吃掉了。
And those disciples, all of them were martyred.
那么他们从头到尾也没有怎么后悔，那么。几乎全部都寻到。
They were martyred and they did not regret.
想想看，我们中国有很多义士，为了一个思想，就会牺牲自己的生命。
You think about all these heroes in China who for an ideal, they sacrifice their lives.
但是有谁会为一个谎言牺牲性命的
？But who would die for a lie?
那么这些人原来很害怕。但是却后来却到了死都还要宣扬耶稣基督复活。
And these disciples in the beginning they were a fearful bunch, but at the end towards their martyrdom they were courageous preaching.
这些门徒所编造的这个谎言居然能够改变罗马帝国整个历史，包括这个世界。
How could the lie that disciples created transform the empire of Rome and the entire world?
这些人我们刚刚讲，他们就想说耶稣做个王，他们就有一官半职。可是现在都死掉了，到底有什么好处？他们的动机是什么？
So as I told you, those disciples had a motive that if Jesus were to be the king, they would be his right and left officials.And if he died, what good is to them?
耶稣如果没有复活，犹太人只要把这个尸体找出来一放，这基督教老早就瓦解了。
And if Jesus did not resurrect, the Jews would find his body and tell the entire world that was a lie. Then Christianity would be no longer.
我们讲说谎言可以骗一时，但是不能骗一世。
You know that you can tell a lie for a moment, but you cannot tell the lie forever.
今天这个谎言一直流传到今天，而且当年的时候犹太人的势力比这个门徒的势力要大，他们怎么会这个、谎言怎么会查不出来？
How could a lie last for centuries and as weak as those disciples How would the lie not be found out?
所以这个门徒不可能同谋编造一个故事出来。
So we have to conclude that it is impossible for those disciples to conspire this lie.
那么可不可能这些门徒他们都幻觉了？
Is it possible then that they were just hallucinating?
这保罗讲。
Paul said.
那么耶稣呢跟500多个人都显现了。
That after Jesus' resurrection, he appeared to 500 at one time.
也许这500个人都做同样的幻觉。
Perhaps all 500 of them at the same time simultaneously had the same hallucination.
今天多半是有毛病的人有幻觉，正常人是不会有幻觉的。
But you know, a normal person would not hallucinate.
那么人如果有幻觉的话，这是他个人的经验，是非常主观的。
And if a person indeed hallucinate, that is very subjective.
那么幻觉的时候，通常一下就没有了。
And usually the hallucination will not last long.
可是奇怪，这个耶稣基督复活这个幻觉啊，40天不断的出生500次的幻觉。
And then, strangely, for 40 days after his resurrection, it was just so many times people had such hallucinations.
但是40天这种情况，奇怪，没有了，就完全没有了，奇怪的。
And after 40 days, no one hallucinates seeing Jesus anymore.
那我们知道这个幻觉啊，通常你这个神经有问题的时候，这种人常常有身上有幻觉。
You know that when you're only when you're mentally ill, you will hallucinate.
但是耶稣这个幻觉却跟这么多的正常人，而且有的人是出现好多次。
And yet the supposed hallucination of Jesus happened to so many and some multiple times to a single person.
在这个幻觉之中，耶稣说你来跟我吃饭，你来摸摸我。
And during those supposed hallucination, Jesus invited people to touch him, to eat with him.
我不知道你们有没有做过这个梦。
I don't know if you ever hallucinated in such a way.
梦到你到参加一个满汉全席。
Have you ever dreamed such a dream that you joined such a great feast?
可是呢，每次梦到的时候都吃不到。
And every time you dream this great feast, just about to partake it, and you wake up.
但是哎，奇怪，耶稣说你们来吃，你们来摸我。
And yet Jesus in those hallucinations tells them to come and to touch him to eat.
就算这五百个人全部都做同样的幻觉。
Even the let's suppose if all 500 hallucinated the same thing.
但是没有办法解释说为什么坟墓是空的，石头是滚开，找不到尸体的事情。
But you cannot explain at the same time why is the tomb empty and you cannot find the body and the stone has been rolled away.
如果耶稣没有复活，这个犹太人把这个尸体拿出来，他们早就该醒了。
It was very easy for the Jews to find the body and to explain this conspiracy away.
那我们现在就来看一些旁证。
So let's take a look in some circumstantial evidences.
第一个就是在整个这个世界里头，这个犹太人一句话都没说。
First of all, in this entire world, the Jews did not say anything.
因为耶稣复活了。
And because simply Jesus resurrected.
这个复活之前，这门徒都非常怕，但是呢，他们后来就奋不顾身，就一直在宣扬耶稣基督复活。
And the disciples, they transformed from being a fearful bunch to a brave bunch.
因为耶稣的确复活了。
Because indeed Jesus resurrected.
那么起初的教会在逼迫之下居然能够成长，为什么？因为那个复活的主给了他们那个复活的能力。
And then under pressure and during the midst of persecution, church nevertheless grow and because of this resurrected Lord.
我们基督徒对耶稣基督的坟墓我们完全不关心。
And we care less about the tomb of Jesus.
因为耶稣已经复活了，那个坟墓他不在那个坟墓里头。
Because he has resurrected, and the tomb has nothing to do for us.
原来圣经告诉我们说，要礼拜六安息日是敬拜神的。
Originally, the Bible says that on Sabbath, which is Saturday, is a day of worship.
可是基督徒把礼拜六的聚会变成了礼拜天。
But for Christians, we've changed that day of worship to Sunday.
为什么？因为圣经告诉我们说，耶稣是安息日的主。
Because the scripture says that the Lord is the Lord of Sabbath.
那么他是在礼拜天复活的。
And he resurrected on Sunday.
所以我们认为礼拜天比礼拜六更有意义，所以就把礼拜六变成礼拜天了。
So to us, Sunday is more meaningful than Saturday, and therefore we change the day of worship to Sunday.
所以为什么从礼拜六变成礼拜天？因为礼拜天耶稣基督的确礼拜天的早上复活了。
The reason why we change from Saturday to Sunday because indeed Jesus resurrected on Sunday morning.
耶稣的弟弟雅各原来是不信的。
And his brother James, who were an unbeliever before.
保罗原来是逼迫教会的。
And Paul was someone who persecuted the church.
结果他们完全改变来宣扬耶稣基督复活。
And yet at the end, they were all transformed. They became the proclaimer of this gospel.
因为他们见到那个复活的主了。
Because they have seen this Lord of Resurrection himself.
今天十字架从一个刑具变成一个仁爱的象征。
And this cross had become the symbol of benevolence.
当耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他背起他的丑陋的十字架去钉。
When Jesus was crucified, he carried that rugged cross.
但今天我们讲到十字架，红十字就是这个救援的象征。
But today when we talk about cross, such as red cross is a symbol of salvation.
绿十字架就是医院，就是药房了。
And the green cross represents hospitals and pharmacies.
那么很多的姐妹喜欢戴这个十字架的项链。
And many sisters like to wear the necklace with a cross.On it.
请问你有没有看过一个人把这个断头台当作像这个装饰品的，有没有？
Have you ever seen anybody who made a jewelry out of this instrument of capital punishment?
那我们刚刚讲的有四个这个理论，一个就是耶稣基督复活，第二就是这些人是骗子，或者是他们被骗了，或者是耶稣根本没有死。
So we mentioned four theories regarding resurrection. Either Jesus died but not resurrected, or the disciples were just coming together for a conspiracy.
但我们刚看到，耶稣不可能是昏了，然后醒过来。
That Jesus is not possible for him to just lose his consciousness.
而且这些门徒都是非常真诚、非常有品格的人，他们不可能同谋合污。造出一个谎言，而这个谎言又能够改变历史跟人的生命。
And we also prove that it's not possible for the disciples who are noble to conspire together to deceive the world for generations and a conspiracy that transformed the world.
他们也不可能这五百人同时受到同样的幻觉。
And we also prove that it's not possible to fight.For 500 to have the same hallucination at the same time.
这个四个理论前面有三个都已经被推翻，所以耶稣基督的确这个复活了，这是历史的一个事实。
So since we can overthrow the first three theories, then we can say that we can prove that Jesus indeed has resurrected.
今天有很多人不但是基督徒，而且其他的人种，其他的这个。宗教，他们做了这样一个研究，发现有三件事从这个历史的文物里头，这三件事是事实。
And throughout the world and throughout different religion, they concluded these three facts.
耶稣在十字架的确是死了。
Number one, Jesus indeed died on the cross.
所有的门徒都相信耶稣复活。
And secondly, all the disciples believed that Jesus was raised from the dead.
保罗跟雅各原来不信。但是后来因着传扬耶稣基督复活就寻道。
And Paul and Jesus' brother James, they were non-believers, yet they became believers and then even resurrected.
这些三个事实是历史文物上都是这样公认的。
And these are three historical evidences.
你把这些历史的事实跟我们刚才讲的那个四个理论一看，就只有一个可能，就是耶稣基督的确复活了。
If you put these three historical evidences with the conclusion that we had, then we can say that Jesus indeed was resurrected.
那我们刚刚读了经的时候，就是这些门徒到了去找这个尸体的时候，那么天使就跟他们讲，为什么在死人中找活人呢？
And so when the disciples went to the tomb trying to find the body of Jesus, they saw the two angels who said to them, why do you look for the living?
你们为什么在死人中找活人呢?
He says, why do you look for the living among the dead?
今天所有的宗教 都是在死人中去找。
Today, all the religions of the world are finding dead among the dead.
只有基督教, 我们不在乎那些坟墓, 不在乎那个骸骨。
Only Christians do not care for the tombs.
因为耶稣基督, 我们的主, 已经复活了。
Because Jesus Christ, our Lord, has indeed risen.
那我到以色列的时候, 有一件事我非常的惊奇。
And something that I was marveled with when I visited Israel.
在这个圣殿山的时候，这个有很多的犹太人就在这个西墙，这个叫做 Wailing Wall， 就是哭墙那边祷告。
And we see that on this Wailing or the west wall of the temple, many there prayed.
其实这个圣殿山有四个墙。
And on the holy mountain, there is four walls.
这每一个墙其实都同一个年代造出来的。
And every side of the walls is made in the same year.
奇怪，为什么他们会喜欢在这个西墙这边祷告？
Why is it that they wail and pray at west wall?
我就问，为什么你们一定要在这个地方祷告？
So I asked, why do you do so? Why this particular wall?
原来这个西墙啊，是靠近圣殿。 在那边的时候，那个至圣所最近的地方。
And the west wall was the closest to the holy of holies.
所以这个犹太人就认为，我在这边祷告的话，那个神就听得比较清楚一点。
So the Jews believe that if I pray there, then God will hear it more clear.
那不但是这个西墙，这个原来这个西墙，现在把这个西墙的这个，因为他们这么多年之后。 就盖了很多的房子，把这个圣殿山的很多的墙的地方就挡住了。And
because they built so many different houses surrounding those walls, some of the walls are being blocked.
所以怎么办呢? 他们就把这个打了一个tunnel.
And so they made a tunnel through it.
为什么要做这样一个tunnel呢?
Why is it that they made this tunnel?
因为能够找到一个地方。 对这个至圣所就更近了。
They want to find a place that's even closer to where the holy holies used to be.
就我们基督徒一讲，怎么会有这样的事情？
And for us Christians, it is very hard to comprehend.
感谢主，我们基督徒我们有真理。
We thank the Lord that we have the truth.
弟兄们，你们既因耶稣基督的血得以坦然进入至圣所。 是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。Hebrews
says, therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is His body.
今天我们在西雅图祷告。
Today we pray in Seattle.
也许在国内祷告,
and perhaps someone is praying inland China.
不论你在哪里祷告,
no matter where you're praying,
我们就已经到了至圣所了。
We are at the very place of the most holy.
我们不需要再抓住一个坟墓, 或者是到一个地方。
We don't need to go a certain place or hold on to a tomb.
因为耶稣基督他已经复活了。
Because Jesus has risen.
这是这个耶稣受难这个电影的最后一个集。This
is the last scene of the Passion of Christ.
当复活的早上，神让那些兵丁都睡觉。On
the morning of his resurrection, God called asleep to fall those soldiers.
神用他的能力把这个石头也滚开了。And
God sent his messengers to roll over the stone.
耶稣的尸体就好像蒸发了，从这个裹尸布中蒸发出来了。And
it seems like the body of Jesus just evaporated and came out of the cloth.
Hallelujah, 我们的主复活了。
Hallelujah, our Lord indeed is risen.
圣经讲说，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣善的灵因从死里复活，以大能显明他是神的儿子。
The scripture states in Romans chapter 1 verse 3 to 4 regarding his son who as to his earthly life was a descendant of David and who through the spirit of holiness was appointed the son of God empowered by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord.
耶稣基督既然已经复活，
If Jesus indeed is risen,
我们的救恩就非常的确定。
Then our salvation is sure.
耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是叫我们称义。
He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification.
谁都可以做很多的宣告。
Many people can do all kinds of proclamations.
但是耶稣因为从死里复活，就证明他所说的是真的。
But because he is risen, he proved that he is true.
那今天这个复活对我们的意义是什么？
And what is this meaning of resurrection to us?
因为他复活了，所以有一天我们也要复活。
And because he is risen, one day we will be resurrected as well.
圣经讲说，因基督已从死里复活，成了睡了之人出熟的果子。
And the Bible says that Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
犹太人以前，这个他们收成的时候，第一批的这个果子或者稻子或者麦子，要献给神。
For the Jews, the first fruits of their harvest is something that they offer up to God.
他们就跟神说，我所有的这个生产，所有的稻子、谷子，都跟这个一样。
They said, to do this, they're saying that all my harvest is just like these first fruits.
他说耶稣就成为睡了之人出熟的果子。
And so Jesus became the first fruit of those who were raised from the dead.
意思说我们凡是信他的人，我们有一天都要跟他一样，都要复活。
That means those who believe in him will be like him one day to be resurrected from death.
这个是个第一个意义。
And that is the first promise.
第二个就是我们的复活是包括灵魂跟身体的。
And secondly, second promise is that the resurrection includes not just the soul and spirit, but also this body.
圣经告诉我，我们也要改变这必朽坏的，要变成不朽坏的，这个必死的，总要变成不死的。
The Bible says that we will be changed, for the perishable will become imperishable.
所以我们有一天我们的身体要跟耶稣基督一样，那个复活的身体。
One day our perishable and mortal body will become like imperishable and immortal like Jesus.
第三个，
Thirdly,
这个复活就是我们那个永生的盼望。
The resurrection is the hope of our eternity.
圣经告诉我们说，借着重生的喜跟圣灵的更新，那我们就可以凭永生的盼望成为后嗣。
The Bible says he saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit.
所以因着耶稣基督复活，我们的信仰是非常有把握的。
And so our faith became steadfast because of his resurrection.
不但是我们有未来有把握，今生我们也从能够经历这个复活的大能。
Not only hope for eternity, but also today we can experience this resurrection.
今天在世上很多人给我们的这个应许。
This world gives us many promises.
但是很多都是空的应许。
But most, if not all, are empty promises.
在好多年以前，
Many years ago,
在美国有一个小的城镇。
There's a little town in the United States.
这个城镇呢，都是住了这个经济非常好的这些家庭。
It lived many well-to-do families.
那么久而久之呢，就形成一个习俗了。
And so gradually there is a tradition in that town.
就凡是有个人高中毕业的话，
Whenever a high schooler graduates,
那么他的爸爸就会送他一 一个车子。
And his dad will give him a car.
所以常常你就会看见，在门这个毕业典礼回来的时候，哎，门口就放了一个车子，还有这个彩带。
So oftentimes the graduate will come home from their ceremony and discover this car parked in their parking lot, driveway with a ribbon on it.
可是有一个爸爸呢，他就想要改变一下。
And but there's one father who wanted to do something different.
那他这个儿子啊，快毕业了。
And so the son was about to graduate.
所以他就带他儿子去看车子。
And so he brought his son to look at this to car dealership.
这个儿子就选了一个车子了。
And the son picked out one car.
等到这个毕业典礼回来。
And when he returned from his graduation ceremony,
他就给他一本圣经。
And he gave him a Bible instead.
这个儿子回来想到他这个 garage 看到一个车子，结果他爸爸给他一本圣经。
So the son returning with anticipation of seeing a car, instead he got a Bible from his dad.
所以他气得要死。
So he was very mad.
就把这个圣经甩在地上。
And he threw this Bible to the ground.
就离开家了。
And he left home.
气得不得了。
Because he was too mad.
就失踪了。
And he was lost.
那个时候是没有手机的。
And back in those days there was no cell phone.
今天如果有手机的话，那我们还是可以追得到你。
And so today, if you have a cell phone, then we can still track you down.
从此以后，这个爸爸就跟这个儿子失去了联络。
And then from then on, this father became estranged with the son.
二三十年以后。
2-3 decades later.
这个儿子就突然听到说他爸爸过世了。
And the son heard that the father passed away.
他就回到家。
So he returned home.
看看他爸爸的遗下来留下来的东西。
And saw the thing that his dad left behind.
就看到这本圣经啊。
And he saw that very Bible.
一直都放在他爸爸这个床头的这个柜上。
Was placed by the nightstand.
他就拿来翻一翻。
So he was flipping the pages of that Bible.
翻开就发现有一张这 cashier check.
And as he flipped through the Bible, he saw a cashier's check.
这个 cashier 的 check 就是刚好买他喜欢要的那个车子。
And the cashier check with the amount to purchase the car that he wanted.
所以今天很多人的这个应许啊，常常是落空的。
And oftentimes, when people promise something, it's just empty promises.
可是耶稣给我们的是什么呢？
But what did Jesus promise us?
他给我们三个空的东西。
He gave us three empty things.
第一个。
First.
这是空的这个十字架。
It's an empty cross.
我们刚刚读经的时候，这几个妇女他们要去耶稣的这个坟墓，要去膏耶稣。
And those women who wanted to anoint Jesus at the tomb.
正走着走着就看见那个山上有三个这个十字架。
And they saw the three empty cross on the hill.
但是三个十字架都已经没有。
And they were all empty.
有一些血迹，但是上面没有耶稣。
You can see the blood stain, but there's no body on it.
接着他们就到了这个坟墓。
Then they went to the tomb.
发现这坟墓是空的。
And they realized the tomb was empty.
进去一看，
and then as they entered,
这个裹尸布也是空的。
And the cloth that wrapped the body was just a cloth without the body.
十字架是空的。
So the cross was empty.
坟墓是空的。
The tomb was empty.
这裹尸布也是空的。
So was the cloth.
这十字架空的，因为耶稣已经死了，已经埋葬了。
And the cross is empty because Jesus died and was buried.
他在十字架上就是为我们的罪钉，所以他已经死了，表示我们的罪就得了赦免。
And he was crucified for our sin. Since he died, then our sins are forgiven.
这坟墓是空的，表示耶稣已经复活了。
The tomb is empty, meaning that Jesus is resurrected.
所以他讲的这个救恩是真实的。
And therefore, the salvation that he promised is true.
所以我们就有那个永生的盼望。
Hence, we have the hope of eternity.
耶稣的裹尸布也是空的。
And the cloth wrapped around his body was empty.
代表什么？耶稣基督今天还活着。
It means that Jesus still lives today.
他今天就带领我们每一个人的道路。
Today he's leading you and me.
这个世上给我们的这些应许。
And the world's promises.
都是空的。
Are full of emptiness.
但今天所耶稣给我们这些空的却是满了应许。
By those empty things that he, Jesus, left behind, promises fullness of salvation.
今天我们纪念这个复活节。
Today we remember and celebrate Easter.
弟兄姐妹。
Friends, sisters.
我们的信仰是非常坚固的。
Our faith is steadfast.
因为耶稣已经替我们复活。
Because Jesus is risen for us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们在天上的父神，亲爱的主耶稣，我们满心感谢你。
Our Father in heaven, our dear Lord Jesus, our heart is so full of thanksgiving to you.
你为了爱我们这些罪人
，To love us sinners, Lord.
你差遣你的儿子耶稣基督到这个世上来。
Father, you sent your Son Jesus to come to this world.
为我们罪钉在十字架上。
And to be crucified on the cross for our sins.
但是我们感谢你。并不是他光是为我们死了就算了。
Lord, we thank you that you did not just die for us.
他也为我们的救恩，他复活了。
You also resurrected for our salvation.
他复活就证明你就是那位神。
Lord, you resurrected to prove that you are indeed God.
我们感谢你，你给我们这样伟大的信仰的根基。
Lord, we thank you for this firm foundation of our faith.
我们所信靠的。那位就是创造宇宙万物的真神。
The one that we believe is indeed the creator of all heaven and earth.
而且这位神为我们的罪钉十字架，三天以后复活了。
And this creator died for us, yet resurrected on the third day.
主啊，求主你借着这样一个伟大的信息，让我们知道我们的信仰是何等的坚固。
Lord, cause us to know how firm a foundation is our faith.
求主让我们每一个人。知道了这样的伟大的这个信息
that we may come to know this great message,
就愿意为主而活
and so we'll be willing to live for you
一生一世跟随我们这位主
all our lifetime, Lord, we will follow you
谢谢你与我们同在
we thank you for being with us
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名
we pray in the name of Jesus
Amen,
Amen.
谢谢
thank you